Good afternoon. This is Sterling Smith with your AsNEdge afternoon market wrap-up. And it was a solid day for corn and wheat. We did see some very good corn export sales, and that'll be detailed in tonight's DMO. But we did see unknown destinations in for a big portion of today's 1.8 million ton sale, and that may leave some ideas that perhaps China may be showing some renewed interest in our corn. With that, December corn at 460.5, up 10 and 3 quarters. March, 482.5, up 6 and 3 quarters. May, 494.5, that's up 6. Today is November 30th. We are at first notice day for those December futures contracts. January soybeans at 1343, down 4. March at 1362 and a quarter, up 3, down 3 and a quarter. And May soybeans, 1375 and a quarter, that's down 3.5. January soybean oil, 52.34, down 30, while January meal at 423.80 was down 320. And crush, not having a good day. We're at 121. That's down 8 cents. Wheat put together another winning session, and we have Chicago wheat knocking on the door of $6. Will we be able to take that out tomorrow? We'll see. March wheat at 599, up 13 and a quarter, closed on the highs of the day. That's not necessarily always a good thing. March Kansas City wheat at 644, that's up 9 and 3 quarters. March Minneapolis, 729 and a half, up 4 and a quarter, now holding above a fairly important technical level at 7 and a quarter. January rice at 737, that's down 4. March cotton, 8006, up 47, while May at 8070, that was up 47. February live cattle, 171.82, down 165. Feeders at 219.90, down 230. Hogs at 71.52, that's up 143. December milk, 16.11, unchanged on the day. January orange juice, 401, down 10 cents, that's limit down. Crude oil, 75.61, down 226. We traded as high as 79.60, as low as 75.05. There were ideas that we were going to see a million barrel a day cut from OPEC Plus, and the countries say they're going to do this voluntarily, and apparently the market doesn't believe anyone's going to cut production, at least today. January diesel at $274.99, down about 6 cents. Unleaded gasoline, $216.27, down 8.5 cents. Natural gas at $280 is unchanged. Gold, $20.55, down $11.70. And silver at $25.66, that's up $22. Dollar index, this is where things start to get a little bit different. 103.54, that's up 78 on the day. We got the PCE inflation numbers, and they were about as expected with inflation in line. There were no great surprises going either way. Stocks took a very interesting turn with this. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 35,950, new 52-week high, up 520 points, or 1.47%. S&P finished at 45.66. That was up 15 points, a third of a percent, but traded in negative territory for the entire day up to the last 15 minutes when we saw a little bit of buying come in. NASDAQ Composite, 14,226, down 32, or down a quarter of a percent on the day. So we're seeing some interesting divergences. And one thing that didn't go down today were interest rates. They went back up, and kind of noticeably. The two-year at 4.69, up 5 basis points, traded as high as 4.73. The 10-year at 4.34, up 9 basis points, traded as high as 4.36. And the 30-year at 4.50, up 7 basis points, and traded as high as 4.53. So despite the good inflation numbers, we saw some additional volatility in the bond market. So, this is the end of November. It is in the books, and we will see what December brings starting tomorrow. This is Sterling Smith from sunny Omaha, Nebraska, wishing everybody a great evening.